Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Narcissa is presented by Dipsy. Tap into the power of your sensuality with sexy audio stories created for women by women. Download the app and transport your mind today. Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only. Q-Code presents Narcissa, starring Diana Agron, created by Alex O. Eaton.
You can do this. You can do this.
It tastes so good to me.
His mouth tastes like rotting vegetables.
Get off me.
Yeah. Aggressive. I like it like that. Why are the girls on Narcissa so much hotter?
I'm not a Narcissa.
No. You're not Narcissa. You're a real girl. Come over here and sit on Daddy's lap.
Call me Andy. Call me. Please.
Yeah.
Stop.
You do what I say.
I just need to make a call.
Bitch.
Okay. What am I gonna do? Angel.
Good evening, Sid.
Call Andy.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Call Andy.
All right, calling Andy.
What are you doing in there?
Oh, sorry. Just a second.
Andy, why haven't you called?
I told you, he likes to watch. You're not following the plan.
What? You said you'd call by now.
I'm sorry, Sid. I couldn't do it.
What? What are you talking about?
I'll be there soon.
Who?
I'm sorry, Sid.
Andy. Angel, call Andy back.
I'm sorry, Sid, but it appears that that number was disconnected at 9:54 p.m. on October 2nd, 2036.
Isn't that right now?
It is 9:55 p.m.
Fuck.
Be right out.
Okay. You can do this. Nothing is gonna happen. Nothing is gonna happen. You can do this. Sorry, I...
Freeze!
Oh my God.
No.
What's going on?
No, don't shoot.
Miss,
don't shoot.
We need you
please.
To put your hands above your head.
Will somebody please tell me what's going on?
Now! You have the right to remain silent.
What?
Anything you say can and will be used against you in a
what?
Court of law.
Can somebody tell
you have
me
the right
what's
to
going
an attorney
on?
And a
I guess I should have been more careful. It's been hard to think straight lately. I haven't been myself. Or maybe I'm more myself now than ever before. Hard to tell at this point. I think I've sort of lost my mind. What is it they say about being in love? It's the only socially accepted form of insanity. It's hard to remember my life before I lost everything, before I got messed up in all of this, before I met you.
Part 1. Sid. 3 weeks earlier.
Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as a pathway to peace, taking, as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that you will make all things right if I surrender to your will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next. Amen.
Thank you so much to everyone who has shared tonight and for holding space for those who have as well. Can I get 2 volunteers, though, to move chairs before we leave? Thank you, Thomas. And...
Don't pick me. Don't pick me.
Thank you, Monica.
Thank God.
All right.
I think everybody hates me here. I mean, I don't blame them. I've been coming here for over a year, and I haven't said a word. I sit silently while they go around in a circle and tell their stories. I admire their vulnerability. I do. They're brave to say the things out loud that most people keep trapped inside their heads. Come on.
Ugh, I hate when that happens. Here, have some of mine.
Oh, it's okay. I can make some at home.
Suit yourself. Sid, right?
Yeah.
How's your friend doing? The one that you normally come with?
I texted him. He was supposed to meet me here.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that I am really proud of you.
Why?
You keep coming back. And just so you know, we're always here if you ever want to share.
Imagine a world where your thoughts were no longer safe, where your secrets could no longer be kept, and your most private information could be stolen just by being in the same room as someone. That time is now.
That's weird. I thought they pulled all this propaganda when the MRD went under. Angel? Call Kent.
Calling Kent. Call declined at 5:33 p.m. Would you like to leave a message?
Yes. Hi, Kent. It's your favorite ex-girlfriend / nagging best friend, Sid. Where the hell were you? You know I don't like to face those people without you. Anyway, I'm on my way to dinner. I guess it's a date. But, call me back. You know how mommy worries. Okay, Sid, you can do this. Just get through the meal and go. Nothing has to happen. You can just talk normally, because you're normal. He's normal. Everything is normal. You can do this.
Don't worry, sweetie. When I was your age, I'd get worked up about dates too, but you're gorgeous. Anyone would be lucky to have you.
Thanks. Sorry, that took forever. I think someone locked themselves in the bathroom.
Why?
Well, I don't think they did it on purpose.
Good evening. What can I get you both?
I'll have the orange chicken.
Mongolian beef.
Thank you.
So, why don't you tell me about yourself?
Didn't you see my page?
Yeah, but what else are we supposed to talk about on a first date?
Okay. Well, my name is Tommy. I'm 30 years old. I moved to LA a couple years ago for work. I like music, books.
One reason I got clean was because I thought it would make dating easier, but all it did was make everyone utterly boring. Instead of cutting to the chase, I have to sit through their mindless dribble and their sad attempts to make small talk. I know what they want. Might as well not lie about it.
I don't know if you're familiar with EEG technology.
I'm not.
Well, it was developed a couple decades ago, and it's only grown in popularity since then.
He's not bad looking. He's sort of hot, I guess. And he's right. I did look at his page. I did more than that. I researched. I looked at his entire life before deciding to go on a date with this guy, but I still feel like I don't know him. I know that he lost his front tooth at age 6. He bled a lot. He hates blood. Always has. When he was 12, his brother walked in on him masturbating and took a picture, posted it to his Instagram. The picture isn't there, but you can read all about it in the comments. Mind you, he's 30 now, and I'm judging him on some things that happened decades ago. Things that should be long forgotten, forgiven, things he should have moved on from, but he can't. That's the thing. Time doesn't really go on nowadays. We can't move on. We are forced to sit in our own filth for all eternity. We let the past continually wash over us day after day after day, reminding us of all of our faults, our losses, our heartbreak, but not just reminding us, showing us, and making sure that we never forget. Nothing becomes a memory anymore, because nothing ever really goes away.
Then why is this technology even legal? It's actually mind reading. Are you even listening to me?
I wasn't, but now I am. Let's go back to your house.
My house?
Well, you live somewhere, don't you?
Yes. Why?
Jesus Christ, this fucking guy. I want to get to know you better.
Okay. But only if you want.
Yeah, I want. Angel, pay the bill, please.
As a Q-Code listener, you understand the power of immersive audio. While Narcissa is all about building suspense, our presenting partner, Dipsy, crafts audio stories that give you a different sort of thrill. Their library of over 600 audio stories is the place to go for sex-positive, feminist, and clearly consensual narratives. Dipsy is radically inclusive, with both straight and queer storylines that bring your fantasies to life. Narcissa isn't the only immersive audio love story out there. With Dipsy, you can discover stories about second-chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. Follow along with your favorite characters as new stories are released each week, and after you've gotten all wound up, Dipsy helps you wind down with uniquely cozy bedtime stories and an amazing section of wellness and meditation sessions led by experts. For listeners of Narcissa, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/narcissa. That's 30 days of full access when you go to dipseastories.com/narcissa. Listen and light yourself up with Dipsy.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com. Is everything okay?
I'm sorry. It's just that, you know, it's been a while since I did this in person. And I just think it's hard to, after you've experienced it virtually.
Just my luck.
But it doesn't mean that I don't think that you're, like, really hot.
It's okay. Can I ask you something, though?
Sure.
Why did you stop having sex with real people?
I don't know. I just got so busy. I think virtual's just easier. And, like, there's nothing to be embarrassed of.
But you're not even with them. How does that feel real?
It doesn't matter. I can be myself.
I used to hate the beach. I only started to like it when I would come out here with Kent. I would sit on the beach, and he would surf. He offered to teach me, but I liked to just watch him out there, far away from me. I felt like I finally got to know him. His thoughts became honest, unplanned. There were more emotions than thoughts. They would rise up and then fall away in these wisps of purity. It was like listening to a man drifting in and out of consciousness. Like what I imagine reading a Zen monk would be like. Up and then down. Like breath. It was during those early mornings apart that I realized we wouldn't grow old together. It's okay, though. We're better off as friends. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning, Sid.
At first, I was hesitant to get the cochlear communication implant. Getting it made me feel like a hypocrite. Wasn't it just one step closer to becoming a robot myself? I'm used to it now. I'd honestly feel weird without her. Angel's just always there. She keeps all my information organized. I feel like she knows me. I feel like she's a friend. Angel, will you call Kent, please?
All right, calling Kent. Call declined at 9:55 a.m. Would you like to leave a message?
Yeah. Hi, it's me again. I'm starting to get worried. I went to the beach thinking you might be here. I hate it when you disappear. I hope you're okay. Please call me.
Incoming call from Laura.
Answer. Hello?
Hi, where are you?
Good morning to you, too.
Sorry. Listen, I need your help. Can you come down to the station?
Why? You know I don't do that anymore.
I swear I wouldn't ask if it wasn't serious.
What's so serious? Another carjacking or what?
No, it's bigger than that. Look, just come into the station and I'll explain.
But I don't want to come.
I promise you don't have to do anything if you don't want.
Sometimes I think Laura forgets what I'm risking. No one likes a mind reader, my mother used to say. And she was right. 18 years ago, the government discovered a group of mind readers and lobotomized most of them, fried their brains to a crisp. They left a few intact, used the data they collected for new technologies. The irony of it all. Hey, Randy. Laura asked me to bring her something. Can you buzz me in?
Sid, hey. I haven't seen you around lately.
Miss me?
Always. Want a donut?
Next time. I know everyone here, and everyone thinks they know me. If they knew who I really was, though, I'd be behind bars like one of the guys yelling. Or actually worse, because to them, I'm not human. I'm something else entirely. What are you so nervous about?
I'm just thinking.
Okay.
So you think that somewhere in this lineup of extremely well-dressed businesswomen is a murderer?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you take me seriously for 1 second?
I'm sorry. It's kind of hard to take my detective sister seriously when the only time she ever calls me is to break one of the biggest laws in America.
I promise you're not in danger. No one knows you're here.
Randy does. There's cameras everywhere, Laura.
Not in here.
Well, that seems ill-advised. And talk about taking each other seriously. I'm almost a year clean, and you're asking me to essentially relapse. Do you know how hard I've worked to get here?
Look, I'm sorry. I said you can leave if you want, but just hear me out first. A man was found dumped on the side of the road last night. His throat was slit and his left eye removed. When I look at the surveillance footage, you can see a car pull over around 8 p.m., and a tall, slender woman pulls the man's body out of the car. But the driver never exits.
Did you look up the license plate?
Yes. It's untraceable.
Oh, come on. It's 2036. Shouldn't you guys have a better system than this?
We do. That's what makes it all so much more confusing. We haven't seen an untraceable plate, or for that matter, a murder like this, in years. People are too smart. They know they'll get caught. There aren't any fingerprints on the body or at the crime scene. I mean, there's essentially no evidence.
Did you scan the victim's eyes?
Yeah, we scanned his right eye. He was chipped lefty.
The murderer must have known that if they only plucked his left eye. This seems too dangerous, Laura.
No, it's fine, okay? I promise it'll be fine. I just need one read.
Just this once?
Just this once. Turn to your left. Okay, now turn and face the back wall. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, you can go in.
Okay. This is gonna hurt.
If they make me late for work, this is the last thing I need right now with the board breathing down my throat.
Maybe those parking tickets finally caught up with me.
I could have sworn I have automatic payment on officers. I'm always made to look like some freaking frazzled mess. But I'm type A. I'm type A and I'm being made to look like type B.
I'm gonna get if it takes 15 minutes to get from Jim's soccer practice to Lane's piano lesson. If I take the 101, I guess I could be home to let the dog out by 5. I mean, that is if they don't hold me here all fucking day.
Hey, are you okay? Did you hear anything?
A whole lot of complaining. None of those women are murderers. But if you make them any later for work, who knows what they're capable of?
Fuck. Are you sure? Well, wait, where are you going?
I have a job too, you know.
Sid, I'm sorry, okay? I really had a feeling about them.
It's fine. But Laura?
Yeah?
Don't ever ask me to do that again. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? Some might say flying, others time travel, but there will always be some kid who, despite everything, still thinks mind reading is cool. Well, kid, I can tell you firsthand, it's not a superpower. It's a fucking plague.
Sydney, remember me?
Of course. How are you?
I haven't seen you since your father's funeral.
Hans Gold. How could I forget this asshole's face? I thought I'd never have to see him again. He moved away after my dad died. They were partners. Not by choice. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine. I gotta say, I hate being back in this hellish town. I really don't know how anyone can stand it. But duty calls.
Nothing too serious, I hope.
We'll see. It's good to see you, Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know your father and I never got along, but he really was an excellent policeman.
Thanks.
What are you doing here, by the way?
Dropping something off for Laura.
You must be proud of your big sister. It's amazing how much can change in a few years.
Dad and Hans couldn't agree on anything. especially when it came to policing mind readers.
Bye, Sid. Hope to see you again.
Bye, Randy. See you soon.
I never thought I'd end up here. Working at a bar is not the easiest place for someone like me, someone in recovery. I used to like drunk people and the way a drunk mind can start to slip. Their thoughts drift erratically between the present, the past, the pathetic dreams of the future. Knowing what people are thinking isn't insightful. It's isolating. I think that's the main reason I try to shut them out. I don't want to feel so alone anymore. Here you go.
Thanks. Can you charge it to my room? 407.
Of course. Let me just scan you quickly. It's not working. Can you remove your glasses? Sometimes that helps.
Sure.
Got it. Thank you. I can feel their thoughts bubbling up like a geyser. Takes every muscle I've got to repress them from entering my head. That's another thing Laura doesn't get. Once I turn it on, it's impossible to turn off. It takes work.
Sid, table two's been waiting on their drinks for 15 minutes.
Sorry. I'm bringing them now.
This fucking chick. I should fire her. You've gotta be kidding.
What's the quote? Hell is other people. It should be. Hell is other people's thoughts.
Hey, can I get a little service around here?
Thank you. I'd like a bourbon neat.
What's a pretty girl like you working in a place like this? Holy shit, what I'd like to do to an ass like that.
Sorry, what was that?
Shit, did I say that out loud?
I didn't say anything.
Fuck.
Freaky bitch.
God damn it, Laura.
What an asshole.
Whoa. Who is she? Is she talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Yeah, that guy, he's an asshole. He's always here hitting on hot girls.
I know. I really should be used to it.
You really should.
Shit, I didn't... Can I get you something?
Sydney, right?
Have we met before?
I don't think so.
How do you know my name?
It's written on your chest.
Yep. Right. Most people call me Sid.
Nice to meet you. I'm Andy.
No, she is someone I'd like to get to know. Someone I'd like to read. Okay. Just one more and then I'll stop. Whoa. That's weird. Why?
Incoming call from Kent.
Sorry. I just have to answer my phone quickly.
Don't mind me.
Answer it, Angel. Kent?
Sid?
Finally. What? Where have you been?
I fucked up.
What do you mean you fucked up? Are you okay?
I don't know.
Where are you?
I'm at the beach.
Okay, stay there. I'll be over as soon as I can.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Shit, where'd you go?
How many opportunities are you going to give him? I'm such an idiot. Thinking that he would actually show up after all these years. You should have never trusted him.
She doesn't even recognize me. Have I really changed that much? I should just leave.
Hey, Mike, I gotta take off.
Your shift isn't over.
Yeah, I'll make it up, I promise.
Fine.
Excuse me, can I have the check?
Yes, but ma'am, there's a gentleman at the end of the bar who I believe is looking for you.
Oh my God, is that Frank? Oh, I didn't see you there.
I was wondering when you'd recognize me.
You look amazing.
So do you, Claudia.
Well, isn't that sweet? Guess reading has its perks after all. Thank you.
Narcissa stars Diana Agron as Sid, with Maria Sten as Andy, Angel Olsen as Angel 2.0, Jennifer LaFleur as Laura, Timothy V. Murphy as Hans, Angus Emery as Kent. Additional performances by Timothy Aaron Jones, Peter Falls, Angela Trimber, Karen Eaton, Orlando Scott, Luca Oida, Audrey Turner, Jeff McClure, Ruby McAllister, Lindsay Chambers, Satara Falcon, Robin Eaton, Mark Jacobson, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Tom Antonellis. Created, written, and directed by Alex O. Eaton. Executive produced by Diana Agron, Alex O. Eaton, Rob Herding, Sandra Yiling, and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Xinyan Hiyu and Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Robin Eaton and Roger Moutinho. Additional source music by Leisure Units and Lion Lim. Cue code edit music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, David Tadashore, and Gabe Birch. Edited by Jeffrey Fettig. Additional editing by Ryan Walsh. Supervising editor, Neely Oftering. Sound design by Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ryan Sanchez. Additional mixer, Brad Tuller. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director, Harry Katz. Script supervisor, Lucia Peer. Production coordinators, Connor Gianlorenzo Leach and Bailey Grayson. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Noah Jorgensen. Post coordinator, Beatrice Noronha. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Set teacher, Celeste Armstrong. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Ashton Harold, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Narcissa is a Q-Code production. Narcissa is presented by Dipsy. Listen to hundreds of sexy audio stories to unwind and reconnect with yourself. Download the app today.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.